Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second, the center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting third, the right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth, the catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Larry Burrott. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting third, the left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh, the catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ernie Bowman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Sanford. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Sanford. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider takes first base on ball four. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is hit by the pitch. Larry Burrott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jackson, and towards Hunt, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrott fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Burrott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrott is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey is hit by the pitch. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a pop-up towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Barrett. Haller moves to second. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonder strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanford strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive to left field. McCovey throws towards Bowman. Bowman fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bowman. Hunt moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Christopher is hit by the pitch. Larry Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanford fields it and throws to third for the out. Christopher moves to second. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Christopher scores. Barrett moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Jackson scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Al Stanek now pitching. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Snider takes first base on ball 4. Hicks moves to second. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hickman. Mays moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Mays steals third. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hunt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Jack Fisher now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Burrotite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrotite is 0 for 3 in the game. Burrotite hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to home to get Thomas. Hunt moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burrotite scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-4 in the game. Hicks strikes out. 2 outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Snider hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou is hit by the pitch. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCovey is hit by the pitch. Alou moves to second. Jose Pagan pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alou moves to third. 1 out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barait misplays the ball. That's an error on Barait. Alou scores. Pagan moves to second. It's 3-2, Mets. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davenport hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snider. Davenport reaches second base with a double. Pagan scores. Cepeda goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.